Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. My dog is called.
That's the one since some of it was like
I say this one thing, you know what I mean? I was checking out some of his stuff on Instagram. His name Young Ward 25. Y'all gave me like three different Instagram names, but I found them on my own. I'm good at that Instagram shit. I'm good at the internet shit. So I was able to find them on my own and shit. Well, while we wait for him to call in, tell everybody about what's going on with season three, for real. Like, what's good?
Basically, like, they got me playing a role, like, taking a role, taking the city of Philadelphia. Juicy, she played, like, my girlfriend role. It's like, anytime she wanted to go out, I always cancel, like, I'm gonna be chasing money and doing this and the third. So, like, as usual.
Oh, sure, people could relate to.
Well, yeah, shout out to everybody in the movie though. They got nominated.
That's what's up. That's dope. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. Tell everybody the name of your web series that you.
This little boy, the hours. My show, heavy, you know. Lil Wayne Scott, all of them, they doing the chump chump.
Yeah, y'all definitely do. I like the entertainment, and y'all always shooting at each other like that. Damn.
It do. It get crazy in this one because I trained up for this one. This one.
That's what's up. Now, I'm gonna say this. I commend you because I like that people are making movies and shows out of that shit. Like, yeah, it's the life that we live in, but you don't have to live the life. You know what I mean? And like, turn that life into art. You know what I mean? Art imitates life all the time. You know what I mean? And you can really be able to vent and get your shit together. Because you're not on the streets. You work, right?
Yeah. I had to sit like that. I'm going to meet you beside to play that role.
I mean, how hard is it to play a kingpin? I can play a kingpin. I'm like, fuck you mean? This is Tony Montana, bitch. Tony, with an I and shit. I'm Tony Montana. I'm in here fucking snort cocaine and making money. Fuck you, bitch. I slap you. Getting
head in
the whip.
Is it
that hard?
It'd be crazy, though.
Give me his number, because I'm about to call him. Send him, Brad.
You
gotta call him on the gram.
Yeah.
He can't call him on the number?
No, because he's joined on. He's joined there.
Oh, that's why you need to give him a text ad.
That's why he called you on that.
Oh. Oh, shit. You gotta get talk up on him. I use that join. You gotta download the app. This the app and shit. See, it's called Talk Phone. Got Wi-Fi in the bedroom. But for real, we could just get him back on later. You know what I'm saying? Young Gore said he wanted to be more prepared. He put it down.
Yeah, Lord, he just found coming up doing his thing though. Just now, that Sunday was his first show we had at
And I want to say, like, another thing I really fucking with you is you really show love to, you know what I'm saying, where other people, they don't really show love to you. How do you hard work? Deep Vent, Tripsky, you know what I'm saying, real dope, doing your thing, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to everybody that's really, really working out here. But definitely give back to the young boys because they bring in a new story to tell, and the pain and the music that they putting out is like, y'all been here before? Like, what the fuck? Like, y'all young as shit. And I'm like, but I feel like a lot of young people can go through stuff, but I don't relate to that because even when I was growing up, even though I had my son young, you know what I'm saying, my first son young, I stayed out the way, you know what I mean? Like, I was just about getting money and working and being around people who I knew were really good friends. Like, when I found out niggas wasn't cool, I didn't stay around them. When I found out niggas was going nut-ass shit or really trying to scramble to get a dollar, like, whether it was a bitch or a nigga, like, stayed away from them. I don't even hang with people that's bad parents. Like,
I was saying too, because now, like, look, that if you're on the right path.
It don't.
If you're on the right path, but I don't care, like,
no.
It's dead.
It don't.
It's dead, and you don't.
So, you want to be back here in the mic? I said, do you want to be back here on the mic? Because we can't hear you. Come over here. All right. But yeah.
And mostly, that's the only way I see most of these young guys, they can be rapping. That's what I see as long as you make it. They're rapping the right
ball. But listen, it's other jobs again. Like, get a computer job, you know what I mean? Help out doing so many different things. Like, the whole work environment is automated. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much money you get there. You know, establishments like the airport, establishments like, you know what I mean?
It's
jobs to get. It's ways to be able to advance them. Hospitals. You know what I'm saying? It's things that you can do.
But you gotta be able to prepare most of these guys for this stuff because they can see you riding around that new mix with their band. They want that, but they don't want to go out and go work for it.
Well, fuck your lazy dumbass. It don't just come to you. Like, what do you want to go to jail?
Because most of them don't really got no metal figure out anyway, so they literally look at what's going on with you with the rappers and stuff like that. So
we're not even getting to my topic because I never forget, even when I had Melissa and my homegirl Sarita here, and we were talking about how people snitch and shit. You know what I mean? Shut the fuck up. Like, or Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why even put yourself into a position where you got to snitch if, you know what I mean, you wasn't built for that situation?
I mean, it's just like, it depends. I mean, ain't nobody.
Depends on what?
No, in this generation right now, yeah, people rag. I mean, I'm against that stuff too, but at the end of the day, we get to the point where, though, we can't worry about who ragged this and this third because when we got our kids going to jail by the book.
Listen, I mean, I'm just saying, as I was saying on that show, like, if your options are dead or in jail, you know what I mean, with the game, and you don't want to end up in dead or in jail, do not do it. Like, you know what I mean? Stay your fucking ass.
I mean, when
you're
growing up, in the hood, I don't think it's a way around it while getting locked up because.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
By that being said, most of y'all got out here like that anyway, especially when they young and they thinking like that, oh, I'm the stuff that's having the third. Stuff happens.
No, of course stuff happens. You're competing with. Oh, look at your head. No, your head is But, of course that's what's going to happen. Like, it's competition. You know what I mean? If somebody bigger than you, or somebody that's, you know what I mean, wants your spot, you know what I'm saying? Like, or the cops is watching you because the shit is illegal, sit your ass home, you know what I mean? Like, don't get involved in it. Even with that gang shit, like, if you're not in it, and even with a gang shit, it's like, the mentality is for life. Like, that's the choice you made. You're in it for life. Like, keep your word on your choice. You know what I'm saying? Like, even me here, I didn't really look at the Tekashi 6ix9ine shit. But I looked at the memes. The memes was hilarious. And I feel like a lot of y'all niggas was dry snitching, just like my homie Vinny Idol said, like, y'all don't dry snitch. It's because, boy, it's snitching. Like, it's a lot of shit going on out here. But I felt like even with Tekashi, like, it kind of seemed like a setup joint situation. Like, how you snitching that bad? Like, how is so much things, you know, videotape
thing. Now the stuff's starting to hit him. You ain't really out there. Ain't really like looking all these years.
Yeah, he looking at that rainbow hair. He ain't always had that rainbow hair. Like, Tekashi was like a clean cut boy and shit. You know what I mean? I saw his before pictures. Like, you know what I mean? I saw his before.
Actually, I don't know what to say about that. It's crazy. I don't know what to say about that.
Listen, he was like Jim Jones, retired rapper. What? Like, I need to hear it. I'm going to hear it when I get time because I don't really have time.
You really
got to
stand tall. You look like you're talking that stuff. You got to stand tall.
Yeah, stand tall or just don't even get involved in this shit. If it's not really you, you know what I mean? Stay your ass home. Don't get involved and, like, stay more on the productive side. Like, if you have a job to get and if you're just lazy and living off your mom, like, or whatever you're doing, like,
shit. That's
the life you enjoy, whatever. If you want to enjoy being a pet boy, getting locked up, damn. I want better for you. That's all I'm going to say. I'm the type of person that want better for you. Niggas out here doing y'all thing. I want better for you. And I appreciate the fact that you're trying to, you know, be an example of, you know what I mean, a way out. Shout out to Speed Entertainment. I like Speed Entertainment for life. So if somebody gets down with you, that's for life. Okay. I like that though. Oh, so it means for life, for living type of life. You don't have to be down for life if you don't want to. Because if you fucked up, you get cut. So you get cut easy. But that's what's up. Now, with everything that you do, I'm going to put you on the spot before we end the show. Have you ever thought about rapping? Or have you ever rapped?
When I was younger, yeah, but I don't. It wasn't.
What was your rap name? Is your rap name still Skeet?
Well, Skeet is my name of my life, though.
Right.
I got that from my dad.
Okay.
Rap, I mean, I was just playing around with my man's a rapper. We all in the high school, like my man Vito. Talk Free Vito.
Free Vito. Not Vito from the county.
Vito from Bloomberg.
I said Vito going over. But that's what's up. Free Vito. Free all the real niggas, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people that's locked up over some bullshit. I'm about to help my young boy. He's locked up because he was driving a car and there was a gun in the car or whatever. I believe in a driver's seat or near the driver's seat or something. But the gun was a registered gun. to another person that was in the car.
It's a little fishy. Did he ain't know the gun was in the car?
He didn't know the gun was in the car.
What?
He got pulled over.
Was it?
It was his car.
He must have. It sounded like he pulled it from like a police officer.
No. It was his car. The gun was registered to the person that was, another person that was in the car. But he got the gun charged. He was already on like probation.
Somebody, that's what you got to say. Let's say it was already registered in my gun.
No, the person said it was his gun, but he's still locked up for it. That's how stupid, right? Like, we need justice. Certain people shouldn't be locked up. Don't it sound stupid to you? I just found out about that the other day, so we're working towards that as well. Like, definitely free to roam. You know what I mean? And just like he said, it was ridiculous. We're going to use this tape as well because I don't know what judge would find it ridiculous, but obviously a judge can't do to get somebody 6 to 11 or something. Dumb
6 to 11?
Yeah.
Rumble that.
No. You got to rumble. And it's another thing, don't always give up when people try to give you bullshit. But we're going to bring y'all back in a couple weeks and shit, show some love to your artists and shit. You always really go with shit. We got to definitely come back together on another show. Nah, just hit me up, like, when the next event. Keep ready again. How much fun did y'all have at the Streets in the Bedroom?
He had a real good time. He had a chance to do his thing for that by the stage.
Nice. It was definitely a great crowd. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to E-Nuts. E-Nuts was in there. Did you see him?
I didn't see that.
He might maybe left. They're watching War Ready Battle Rap. Shout out to the Great Game. Shout out to Baca. That's the best person on Instagram. Fuck you, niggas. What you mean? Best person on Instagram, best person in life. Really, really dope artist. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why a lot of people really are looked over, but I feel like a lot of them are celebrities. We would like to see a lot more industry. And shout out to Philly Shine Radio and Black Aware Radio and everybody that wants to bring that industry to us. You know what I mean? We're going to have so much more events coming up, so much more promotion and marketing opportunities. Looking forward to Thursday. I actually have a model I'm interviewing, and I'm going to a couple of fashion shows, so we'll have some fun. I'm ready to see about that entertainment. I didn't get into my topic, so I'll save it. Maybe I have some models. Have you ever messed with somebody older? I'm not talking about 3 years. I mean, like, old. I'm talking about old, wrinkly. Wrinkles. Like, who in the wrinkles? Like, who digging in creases? Not you. You were messing with an old lady? Really? Even if she was like real, real rich?
I'm not messing because, I mean, we can't really, for a man anyway, most men, when they get to a certain age, like, the good men finish last. So if the man finish last, he probably end up getting a young girl that's for him because there ain't going to probably be no older because you got dust flying anywhere.
I like how you said that.
It would be like a girl you got with like 7 to 5 years or something. It ain't really be like
a guy with an older woman. Come on now, one with some loose ass booty. You know what I mean? You snap that joint.
You got some characters are freak though. They don't care.
Shout out to my homegirl, Star of All Trades. That's STARR of All Trades. She know what I'm talking about, right? Get you an old head. Fuck that. Why not?
I mean, if you want to do it.
She ain't gonna play no games. She ain't gonna play no games with you and shit. So what's the oldest one you ever messed with?
The oldest one I ever dealt with?
Yeah. So when you was younger.
What you mean old? Like more than 5 years?
Yeah.
I ain't ever go that high. I mean, the oldest one I ever talked to probably in about 3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years? That's whack.
I ain't going to lie up that. I don't know that old.
That's whack.
When
I turn 40, though, I'm getting everybody that's 19, 21 and shit. Let's see what's up with them. But I ain't even going to be wrinkly.
But you're not old, though. I mean, you just
that's
have to
be
like,
yeah, that's not going to be old. But when I'm 60, all 18-year-olds. I don't give a fuck. All my homegirls' sons and shit.
You ain't no spring chicken no more after that.
Man, how you know? My family, I ain't gonna put them out there. But my older family looks damn good for the age. You know what I mean? So I feel like I'm 36 now. 36 times two. This times two, I feel like it's gonna be dope. Like when I'm like 70 with 36 times two is 72.
Come on, I'm 70.
But I'm 72. Me and a motherfucking 30-year-old, just like Donald Trump. Shout out to Donald Trump. I hope he's impeached.
They was saying it for the last 4 years.
But no, this nigga's crazy. Like, I don't have no hate for Donald Trump. But if I hear about him doing another dumb thing, I swear to God, I'm like, yo, man. What is going on with you? Donald Trump, I don't know what you be doing. Like, I really don't. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he does good things. I feel like everybody has a value in this world. You know what I mean? Like, those certain people are lazy. Those certain people are ridiculous, like Donald Trump. He has a value. If I'm looking at the world, like, not so much as the cup is empty, but pour something else in your cup. You know what I mean? Not half full. Like, you know what I mean? You're still alive. You have another option to do something better. Like, we're going to get back into that Heartbreak Kid. We're going to play that DMX. We'll be back on Thursday. That was Heat Entertainment. Heat coming through. Heat Entertainment for life. That's just a label name. You ain't got to be there for life. Because if you work for this, you're not going to be there anymore. Period. I can fuck with it. I mean, even though I just came up with the tagline for you, I can relate to that. Whatever entertainment. You actually produced the reality show too, right?
I mean, my show. He's the director and editor.
So you just helped direct stuff? Like, what do you? Because I feel like you've always been intricate in the whole entire thing. Like, you've been chopping it out for like a couple years.
They just got me in, like, I'm like the main person that's in the movie. If we really be in the hood, we should be on Diamond Street, we should be on Madison, 27th. Ride, hey, we're really in the hood, actually.
Shout out to everybody, Shot, and we have too much talent to sit on it. Can't wait to see what's next, you know what I mean? And I can't wait to have these niggas in the building. We want to set it up right. Shout out to Young Lord. Shout out to Hail Side 9. This day, Heartbreak Kid. Available everywhere.
We got to call him up. That's how he didn't go.
You got to tell him about this. Off the phone. I'm going to see a screenshot of it. But it's a whole phone number. All you have to have the phone. As soon as your phone is off, it don't matter. That'll be a better way for y'all to communicate, too.
His cousin was just a big little one.
You're too talented to not have communication. And it's 2019. We got all types of ways to talk. But I'm going to take you the screenshot of it. Memorial.
Oh, that's true. What is it?
This will be October 4th.